This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In his speech Tuesday night, as Catherine and Sudeep and I mentioned, President Trump touched on health care a little bit, including the key idea to some GOP members of Congress of using tax credits instead of direct subsidies to help people pay for their insurance. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has this repeal and replace update.
President Donald Trump inched the repeal process forward when he endorsed tax credits in his address Tuesday.
That means that they have taken one big uncertainty off the table.
James Capretta is with the Conservative American Enterprise Institute. He says some hardline conservatives are sickened by the idea of the federal government cutting Americans a check to buy insurance, as it does now under Obamacare.
The folks that are opposed to that approach either have to get on board or, you know, vote no on the overall bill, and that's a difficult thing for them to do.
House leadership is hoping to move at a breakneck pace this month, giving critics from the right, from the left, and from industry less time to pick it apart. House committees are expected to unveil the official bill, hard numbers and all, in the next few days. In that leaked version, tax credits range from $2,000 to $4,000, well below Obamacare levels. Harvard economist David Cutler, who helped build the ACA, says that's not enough and could mean at least 10 million people losing coverage.
The way to think about it is you're throwing a sort of 2-foot rope to people in a 20-foot hole. There's just no way that most people can use that amount of money to get out of it.
Another landmine next week, Medicaid, where Republicans are looking to cap how much money they send to states. One headline read today, GOP health plan could cost Minnesota billions. As President Trump said earlier this week, quote, "Nobody knew healthcare could be so complicated." I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.